expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, I am going to begin with an article, "The Old World Order is Over." This is out of rtnews.com. "The Old World Order is Over." Blinken, Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State. "Washington must preserve its leadership from a position of strength," according to the U.S. Secretary of State. Anthony Blinken claimed the world is transitioning to a new diplomatic order in which Washington must lead the way in overcoming increasing threats from Russia and China. "One era is ending, a new one is beginning, and the decisions that we make now will shape the future for decades to come," Blinken said on Wednesday, yesterday, in a speech at Johns Hopkins University in Washington. He said the post-Cold War is over. He said the post-Cold War order ended as decades of relative geopolitical stability have given way to an intensifying competition with authoritarian powers. "Those powers are led by Russia and China," Blinken said, adding that Russia's war of aggression in Ukraine is the most immediate, the most acute threat to the international order. "China poses the biggest long-term challenge," he claims, "because it aspires to reshape the international order and is developing the economic, diplomatic, military, and technological power to do so." He is so absolutely right. I've been discussing this matter of what happened 18 months ago on February 2nd, 2022, a partnership between Russia and China, a partnership that was, you might say, christened at the Winter Olympics in Beijing. It was a declaration to the world hegemonic order via empire, America, that Russia and China were now the new order internationally. There is a new order. And Blinken is admitting it. Blinken is being forced to admit it. The European nations are well aware that there is a new order, a new world order, a multipolar world order. And he, Blinken, identifies the two powers working together that have ended American world hegemony: China and Russia. Now, the Russian war of aggression in Ukraine is a war that Russia is directing at American CIA Nazis, Azov Battalion, plus many other Nazi groups. It is a nest. It is a center for Nazism in Europe. This is why Russia was forced to move into Ukraine. This is a The Ukraine war began actually during the time of the Obama administration. It was an attempt at that time, a coup of Ukrainian power and authority, and it was successful. But it had to sit dormant for a while, for roughly, maybe 8 years, 6 to 8 years, because Ukraine had to arm for war. The NATO nations had to prepare for the coming conflict in Ukraine. I believe that European nations, NATO nations, were aware that America's campaign in Ukraine, they knew it would come. They didn't know exactly when it would come. Well, it came 20 days after China and Russia entered into a partnership to break the power of American world hegemony. And to, you might say, put the cherry on top of the cake, Russia invaded Ukraine. Russia didn't have a choice. Russia had to stop the momentum of the American coup directed at Russia via Ukraine. Russia was forced. And it was a strategy, and it was a great strategy because it has worked. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360khnc.com for podcasts. We'll return.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Anyway, time has come today. Hey!
time has changed. Time has come. And according to Anthony Blinken, he's admitting that the old world order is over. The American people don't realize what happened 18 months ago. But if they're paying attention to what is coming out of the mainstream media, they'll realize, the American people will realize, that Russia and China have changed the course of, I will say, the destiny of the world. What America used to, the decisions America used to make diplomatically, militarily, coups, assassinations, it has changed. Russia and China have made it clear to the world, internationally, they together have the strength, ability, the resources, they have the resolve to say no to American hegemony. They have said no to the plan of the World Economic Forum to rule the world through finance, digital, technology. They have said no. Russia and China have said no. They are not going to let the United States dictate to the lesser nations, to the small nations, to control these nations any longer. These nations have no, even at the UN, they can go and object to American policies in their nations, in their regions. The UN is owned by the Rockefellers / America, U.S. These small nations have no say at the UN. Whatever empire wants, empire gets. Whatever empire has wanted, empire has gotten. Russia and China have stated no more. It's over. The strategy after, even before Russia's move into Ukraine, the strategy was to, through diplomatic dialogue, to present to the small nations and mid-sized nations the new plan by Putin, bringing Xi into the equation, that if these nations could unify economically, they would be able to have a say in their own destinies. And they do now have a say in their own destinies. With these nations that are working with the BRICS nations, five nations, which are in January 2024, six nations will be added to the equation, making it 11 nations. By the end of next year, there's a possibility there will be 20 nations that will be accepted into the BRICS network. This is a threat to national security, American national security. You have threats without, threats within. This coming election is a threat to American, to the national security of this country. Russia and China, they have the momentum, the strategy has been put in place, it has been activated. These nations, mainly outside of the Five Eyes network, some of the nations in the Five Eyes, meaning Britain, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. These nations are basically the unipolar order. In addition to some of the European nations in the West, West Europe, Western Europe. The nations in Western Europe, they're having a very difficult time going along with American objectives because it's costing them. Germany is almost a deindustrialized nation presently. 40% of the car manufacturing that used to go to Germany, they've lost. 40%. They're deindustrialized. They're becoming a dependent nation, dependent on America's great good graces. The great German people. France is, you might say, kind of leaving the fold, going another direction. France, given the opportunity, they'll join this multipolar world network. There's going to be, pardon me, the expression hell to pay, but France is being forced. And another reason France is being forced is because France's control in Africa is being threatened by the multipolar world nations. They've decided they're no longer going to allow France to rob them of resources. They're tired of it. African nations are tired of it. They're beginning to gravitate quickly to Putin's strategies. Xi Jinping, China is still presently the weaker of the two power blocks. Diplomatically, Xi Jinping is a brilliant man, but he doesn't have the long-term sight that Vladimir Putin had, long-term insight or view. Vladimir Putin. People think, well, they don't know much about Vladimir Putin. Well, I'm going to finish with this Anthony Blinken comments and what he's saying. He says that Beijing and Moscow are working together to make the world safer autocracy through their No Limits Partnership. Well, this is true. He claimed that Russia and China have framed the existing order as a Western imposition. But that system is, he claimed, anchored in universal values and enshrined in international law. Ironically, he also accused the two rule rivals of being the big countries that can dictate their choices to others. True. But he's using the word dictate. Blinken is a cunning fox. They're not dictating, they're inviting. They're inviting nations of the world to join their network. They're not dictating to anybody. These nations are so tired of being dictated to that if there's any sense that Russia and China are going to dictate anything to them, these nations will they'll back away. They'll hesitate. So this is where Blinken, this one word, dictate. Cunning, wicked, evil people. When the Beijings and Moscows of the world try to rewrite right, this is, he's telling you the truth. He's talking specifically about what happened 18 months ago on February 2nd. 2022 at the Beijing Olympics when Putin and Xi Jinping addressed the nations of Russia and China. Vladimir Putin addressed the Chinese people. Xi Jinping addressed the Russian people. They stated to the world they were in a partnership, and that in partnership, that partnership involved many different points, many bullets, many different things. Trade, economic, working together economically, exchanging resources, making resources available to each other, and also making resources out of Russia and China available to nations that would join them, join that network, that group, and then allowing these smaller nations to begin to trade within this major multipolar world group, not necessarily being forced to sell everything to America. The American people, we're being destroyed from within by globalists that rule in Washington, D.C. And the Democrats and many Republicans, they still enjoy giving these people power, while it is these people that are buying up all of the valuable farmland, that are destroying food production facilities all over this country, that are bringing in a new control system called a digital network, a digital system for this people of this nation. There are many more things that they're doing. Just to give you an example, brief example. So Blinken is telling you, is telling the American people what happened a year and a half ago when the Beijings and Moscows of the world tried to rewrite. No, they're not trying. They have rewritten a new international order. There is a new order that has been written already. So he says when they try to rewrite or rip down the pillars of the multilateral system, when they falsely claim that the order exists merely to advance the interests of the West at the expense of the rest. True. This is everything is for the West. This nation, these people that rule in Washington, D.C., they're narcissistic. We own it all. We can control it all. We get to enjoy all of it. And we will, you know, allow a little. We'll let the crumbs fall to the floor. The crumbs fall off the table. The rest of the country, the people of the country can get. But we will make the rules. We will decide what law should be passed. We will put judges in as we desire, take judges out if we want. 240 or 250 judges that Trump appointed were released from duty when Biden came in. You see why the nation is so corrupt. But Blinken is telling the world, trying to demonize what happened with Russia and China. They have rewritten international order. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast, 1360KHNC.com.
Jay Deplorable here. Join me for my A10 Warthog radio show, the home of truth, logic, and common sense. That Swamp Fight, Saturdays at 12 noon.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out-sized trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm who have courage. And if there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace, it's Mike Lindell. you're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plan. The end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again. Can you picture what we? So limitless and free, desperately in need of some stranger's hand in a desperate land.
Can you imagine what will be in a desperate land? I guess, stunned. Shocked that Blinken, I found this article, that Blinken actually admits there is a new world order. The old world order is over. Meaning, and he doesn't want to admit it, American world order is over. The only thing America can do now, because we're so vindictive, these people in the military-industrial complex are so vindictive. They will burn the house down. They'll cut off their nose to spite their face. This is how vindictive they are. So what are they going to do? They are going to go. You think the war in Ukraine, you think this war is the end? It's just the beginning. These people are going to go to war with every nation in the multipolar world network. Every nation. If they can't have it all, nobody gets to enjoy it. That's who we are dealing with. Psychopaths, narcissists to this nation. No nation on earth has ever had so many narcissists. Centered, concentrated in a nation. This is why the people of the world, for the most part, dislike most American people, because we're narcissistic narcissism, no humility, no reality. We think we can own it all. And anybody that doesn't agree with us, well, we're vindictive. So I'm going to go back to this one paragraph. When the Beijings and Moscows of the world try to rewrite or rip down, it's too late. They have rewritten and they have ripped down the pillars of the multilateral system, meaning the pillars that America set after World War II, 1944-45, so that we would be the hegemony. We would rule, we would be the hegemonic nation of the world. Those pillars have been cracked, shaken, broken. They're collapsing. Then he goes on, when they falsely claim that the order exists merely to advance the interests of the West, which is true, America has only furthered its own interests from 1945 to the present. You ask France, England, Germany, Spain, nations in Africa, nations in South America, nations in, look what happened in Vietnam. Our interests. Vietnam was so the Rockefellers could develop the fields offshore in the Gulf of Tonkin. This is why we sent 50,000 young men to die, so that those fields would, so Rockefeller could develop those fields. They used the Navy to detonate ordnance off the side of the ships, and that ordnance, with every, as they, these things would blow up, it would send that the concussion would hit the bottom of the seabed, and they could tell where the reserves were. The U.S. Navy. They didn't, the Rockefellers didn't need to send their own ships out there with exploratory equipment and their own little explosive devices. Why? You use the Navy. You just have them drop a couple of, you know, 200-pound charges down to about 500 feet, boom, and they can get the sonar, they can get the reading off the, whatever they call it, the feedback from, it bounces right back. They recover the data. They know exactly where the oil is. That's where they put the oil wells, the rigs. But don't tell that to the American people. At the expense of the West, a growing global chorus of nations, here we're talking, he calls it, we call it a multipolar world. He calls it a growing global chorus of nations, and people will stand up and say, no, you know, to the system you are trying to change. The system you are trying to change is our system. Well, there's going to be a few nations. The nations, America is going to begin to twist arms here pretty quick. A growing global chorus of nations. We fund you, nations. We give you military weapons, technology. And these nations are going to stand up and say no to the system that the Chinese and the Russia have created, and they are going to say no. The system you're trying to change is our system. It serves our interests. Blinken suggested that the U.S. will lead. Now, this is going to be very interesting. From a position of strength, largely because of its humility. Oh, yeah. The humility. Right. From a position of strength, largely because of its humility. We know we will have it. We know we will have to earn the trust of a number of countries and citizens for whom the old order failed to deliver on many of its promises. We failed on so many. We failed with many promises to these little nations that were insignificant nations. And now Blinken is saying, okay, We didn't keep our promises, but we will make it right. We will make it right. It's like a vicious dog. The dog bites you and backs away, and you think, oh, okay, the dog's not going to bite me again. No, this dog will bite again and again and again and again. So these nations, little nations now, they have come to the point where they have been enlightened. They realize they have no future with America's promises. No future. They know they have been bitten too many times, and America will not change. You cannot change what we have become as a nation. This nation has become, like the Steppenwolf song, a monster. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com, podcasts.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Promises, promises, I'm a through with promises, promises now. I don't know how I got the nerve to walk out. If I shout, remember, I feel free. Now I can look at myself and be proud. I'm laughing. Promises, this is where those promises, promises end. I don't pretend that what was wrong can be right. Every night I'll sleep now, no more lies, things that I promised myself.
Promises, promises. We've never kept our promises to these nations. We will never keep our promises to the nations. This is why Blinken came out and stated that the old world order is over. I can't believe when I read this article, I thought, wow, he is really having to be the, where you have these people that have to control the narrative. and that we're going to lead from a position of strength. What he's saying to the nations in the multipolar world network, this is I understand what he's saying. Clearly, he is stating to these nations, we will lead from a position of strength. Meaning, if you continue this direction, the United States will have to put economic sanctions on you, and we have our military bases probably in your country. We will destroy your water, electric, sewer. We will be at war with you. We'll lead from a position of strength because of its humility. There's no humility with these people in Washington. And he kind of ends by saying that the Western military bloc has become bigger, stronger, more united than ever. He's making a declaration to these multipolar world nations. Don't think we've been weakened by Russia and China. We're stronger than ever. He's saying we will use, like we used the weapons in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, we will do whatever is necessary to maintain our hegemonic rule over the nations of the world. But I say, earlier in the article, he has stated that Russia and China have changed everything. Now he says here, to finish the article, this article is out of RTNews.com. The old world order is over. Washington must preserve its leadership from a position of strength. Blinken. The Russian-Ukraine conflict proved that an attack on the international order anywhere will hurt people everywhere. So he's stating, America is the international order. And if you attack this international order, it will hurt the nations.
At 2:45 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, Doppler radar and automated rain gauges indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the warned area. Between 0.5 and 1 inch of rain has fallen. Flash flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly. Excessive rainfall over the Burns Scar may result in debris flows moving through the Buckhorn Creek drainage and then near the Cameron Peak Burns Scar. Debris flows can consist of rock, mud, vegetation, and other loose materials. Hazard, flash flooding caused by thunderstorms. Source, radar and automated gauges. Impact, flash flooding of small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets, and underpasses, as well as other poor drainage and low-lying areas. Some locations that will experience flash flooding include southeast portions of the Cameron Peak Burn Scar. This includes the following additional locations: Upper Buckhorn along County Road 44H and Crystal Mountain. Move to higher ground now. Act quickly to protect your life. Heavy rainfall will cause flash flooding of small creeks, streams, and ditches in the affected part of the Cameron Peak Burn area. Rock slides or debris flows can also be expected across rural roads.
Now, these people were part of the Russian collusion. Because of them, we have what has happened to President Trump. But they stated this as they studied Vladimir Putin's thesis. The first lesson he drew was the influence of food insecurity on Putin's thinking. His brother starved in the World War II siege of Leningrad. He also saw how food security broke down in the collapse of the Soviet Union as deputy mayor of St. Petersburg. My question, what is happening in this country? The food supply is breaking down, being destroyed, not breaking down. You leave these companies alone, the food production, there's no problem. But because they're destroying, trying to end cattle production, sheep, hogs, chickens. Look at all the chicken flu, duck flu, bird flu, goose flu, every kind of flu known to these poultry. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kibis Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
What can the right financial advisor help you plan for? Your kid's awkward teenage phase and they need braces. Saving up for your kid's college education. Your daughter is planning for the wedding of her dreams. Taking the grandkids to a Disney World cruise. The wife needs to fly first class to Europe. You want a boys only trip to Vegas to get away from things. Being able to retire and live the lifestyle of your desire. With the right advisor and the right plan, all of these things are possible. I'm Joey Jaquin, and I want to be your financial advisor and help you and your loved ones live the life of your dreams. Let's not beat around the bush. This is going to require a lot of hard work, but I can personally guarantee that nobody will outwork me when it comes to being there for my clients. Too many advisors cut corners and take shortcuts to sell you. As you know, my parents raised me to be better than that. Reach me at my cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
So what Putin is saying is, firstly, if you want to destroy a country, destroy its food production. Destroy its food security. Secondly, he says that at the time in Russia, the end of World War II, the private sector, gas for food deal were struck, but many ended in disaster due to graft or companies not fulfilling obligations. And so eventually he says that eventually what you don't want to do is you don't want to trust corporations. You don't want to trust the government. You want to keep that control of your food and natural resources in your own hand. And what happened in this country right after the last election, immediately gas and oil production was basically shut down, is continuing to be shut down. Another way to destroy a nation. Then he said the ultimate currency that a Russian official can have at his disposal is raw materials. We have water, but all water in this country is now being controlled by government. Rainwater. You can't go dig a well anywhere. You have to have permission to drill a water well. You can't just go and... I have an uncle. When I was a young boy, in his backyard in Commerce City, he didn't want to pay for the water department to water his garden. So he dug a well. He dug a well right in the front yard, and he only went down 200-300 feet, and for the rest of his life, for the next 40 years, he watered his gardens with that well. And he didn't tell these people a thing. He hid it. He didn't tell them what he was doing. But he got to water his garden for free. Then the energy sector. It has, in this country, died under mysterious circumstances. The energy sector in this country got the flu. It got COVID. Something happened. The energy sector has died. Just seems like everything is dying nowadays. And the chickens are dying. Turkeys. All manner of poultry getting the flu. People are dying from the flu. One flu or another, or poison. You know, maybe 50 or 60 different poisonous toxins coming from different snakes, Kona snails, from Gila monsters, and it's in our food supply, in our water supply, it's in Monsanto. If you want to spray the field with the Roundup, check what's in that, the ingredients. Snake poisons of one sort or another. Snake poison. What's in many of the water supply? You have poison. And you know what kills poison, snake poison? Chlorine. But I know a lot of times I used to treat water. I treated water in Western Wyoming for a company I work for. Took river water and made 7 different applications. Some water for drinking, others for just plant operation, for washing down floors. You don't have to filter water to wash down floors. You just want to get the heavy sand and stuff out of it. But then drinking is a little bit different. But then for boilers, you have to take all the oxygen out of the water or otherwise the pipes rust. That just gives you an idea. Everything's getting the flu. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com. Let's visit tomorrow, Friday. We'll see what happens overnight. Talk to you then.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.